Listen, listen, listen. I wanna tell you about when I first met this girl, yeah? Little story. Cause I met this chick when I was driving up Nice Hill. She was wearing jogging bottoms, looking kinda nice still. I said hello and she replied with a smile. Hair tucked under a cap, acting shy cause for a while she weren't talking. Until I parked up my car and I started walking, conversating the usual stuff. Her name, number, where she lives. She said she don't trust men and keeps most of them as just friends. I said I'm not like the others, but I gotta go now, so we'll link up later and discuss us a little further. She laughed, not thinking that I heard her. Phoned her that night, I believe it was murder in my credit. Agreed to link up on Friday for a flick, but I wouldn't let it interfere with my dough. So we hit the late show, I picked her up at her house on Lilford Road. My eyes were sore by the sight, a light see-through shirt and a skirt that weren't overtight but just right. Hair's long, dark, shiny and tied back, her skin colour near to jet black. Her eyes glow like diamonds in the rough, her lips look lush, no makeup, just gloss. White gold bracelet and a watch, a purse in her hand. As she steps in the car, you see my mind's made all sorts of other plans. I got the popcorn and the drinks, then we sat second row from the back. Before the flick started, it went black. I thought I put her hand in my lap, the lights came back and then she took it back. She said she's cold, so I agreed to hold her. Left hand on the fire, head was close to my face and she was flicking her eye, making her eyelash tickle my cheek. And throughout the whole flick, none of us would speak, only touch, not too much, just playing with each other, exploring our features like blind people. We discovered a lot and gained a mutual respect. The film ended with both of us thinking of sex. We went to get something to eat next, Nando's chicken and bread. She weren't shy at all cause she murdered a leg, and I appreciate realness even in the little cases. She said that she's curious to find out where my place is and what it's like. She sat on my bed, said it felt nice. I offered her a drink but she's alright. Tyrese was playing in my set, I touched her, she felt wet. And these times here I ain't even started to get involved. She gave me some help to take off my clothes, replacing my clothes with kisses. It's nothing vicious as I slowly unzipped her skirt, open her legs and flirt until I'm strong. I rub my dick up and down, the hairs is poking out her thong. The inside of her legs is resting on my hips. I slip the thong and I push it in a little bit, just a tip. She grabs my hips and pulls me close, sweat's building up on her chest, and I hold her in and she curls up her toes. I get into a flow, I'm going fast and slow. Goes mad, not knowing where to hold, grabbing pillows as she rides while I'm laying on my back, making sex faces while I relax, over close to climax. The quilts on the floor and the sheets are fun. I bust as she rides till it feels like all of my insides are gone. Rolls off, resting her hand on my belly, playing with my dick just like jelly. Listen, it's nothing. These girls, but they need us. You see, they need us. Simple. These girls, and they feed us. Yeah, they feed us.